And a happy Saturday to you. It is time for another edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors on the mighty 790 KFGO. After some rain earlier in the week, we might be getting some this weekend as well, but that doesn't mean you can't get outside and do something. If nothing else, get into your shrubs and trim your shrubs, or blow your leaves out, or rake the yard. Just get
Mike
outside,
Deacock.
Doug Laird.
Mike Deacock.
Well, yes, if you just trim down that apple tree, it should grow back well by June.
How are your Thank lilies?
You.
How are your lilies, Mike?
I think that's a personal question.
Oh,
I think,
I'm sorry.
I think it's none of your business how my lilies are.
I tell you, I love Dave Deacock, and my problem is I listen, and I just go ahead and do what I'm going to do anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Like,
who doesn't?
Well, is that the way it rolls? I'm not the only one?
Yeah, no, I trim a tree whatever time of the year. I throw whatever stuff
right.
on my shrubs, and I just do it.
Yeah,
if it dies, it dies.
When I look at the shrubs and the bushes, and I go, "Bap, need to trim them." I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, yeah. Maybe that's
the beautiful thing is that it's they're growing objects, and so if we happen to kill them with our non-green thumbs, we just plant another one, and it grows right back.
Yep.
So it's just
yep.
fine.
No, that's true. You're right. The you can just go plant another one and chalk it up and do the same thing 5 years.
Yep,
later
gives you something to do on a weekend instead of going fishing or hunting. That's the voice, of course, of Doug Laird, North Dakota Game and Fish, and Tom Wynn and Friend on the mighty 790 KFGO. He joins us regularly on this program. Hey, I need to ask you something.
What's up?
I saw in the news earlier this week that there was a coyote in West Acres Mall, a living, breathing, real life, not wild e-coyote coyote in West Acres Mall. Is this something that we should be alarmed about, Doug? Is it unusual? Are the coyotes taking over the city of Fargo now? Should we all
bounty?
Should we all move? Bounties don't help. Bounties do nothing.
It's an idea.
Go on. What should we do about this?
I guess, you know, from a biologist standpoint and a citizen, when I'm even surprised too. You know, where I live in an urban area, when I see turkeys coming down the street, I go, "Wow, that's kind of strange." That you know, I don't live out in the fringe area. I kind of live in the central part of West Fargo. Or when I see a big owl or a Cooper's hawk, and some of these things that probably aren't as normal. I shouldn't even say normal. Even as a biologist, I struggle with how to exactly classify and to place these things, because we have coyotes all over the metro area. That's mm-hmm. not a shock. That's not a surprise. Seeing them in broad daylight is uncommon or untypical, abnormal, I would classify as that. So even when I see something, when I see a coyote running around the aqueduct by the Cass County Jail, I'm like, "Oh, that's kind of cool." So I don't think it's something that we should be alarmed about and, you know, keep the kids indoors and go out and make sure that we can remove every single metro coyote. The flip side to
Before you go any further, first of all, we can't, because they adjust.
Right.
They adapt. We have no idea how many coyotes, fox, minks, whatever else are within the city limits of Fargo, West Fargo, and Moorhead. As we've talked about before, Doug, there are far more of those critters walking amongst us than we ever know.
That I totally agree with, and I compare that to when a guy was doing some underwater diving at the Garrison Dam at Lake Sakakawea, down 100 feet or whatever it was. He said, "You would be shocked at how big some of the fish are down at the bottom of Lake Sakakawea." And the parallel is, just because you don't see them doesn't mean they're not there. And when they've done scientific research and studies in Chicago, it even blows away researchers and biologists going, "Wow, I can't believe how many coyotes that they have in the urban setting of Chicago." Not saying that we have as many as they have in Chicago, but as you're putting it, Mike, we probably, if there was a study done, research, capture, and release of coyotes within the city limits of Fargo, Moorhead, the metro, I'd probably be just as surprised as anybody else how many that actually are here.
But it makes sense, whether you're talking Chicago, Minneapolis, Omaha, Fargo, what do we have in urban areas?
Right.
We have a steady food supply for whatever critters are out there, whether it's garbage that you know, raccoons, and even maybe, I don't know what coyotes, if they will pick through and find
fruit.
Discarded meat or fruit or whatever. We have vermin in some cases that some of these animals prey on, mice, rats. squirrels, rabbits. We have tons of rabbits. Drive through the edges of Moorhead, go around the golf courses of Moorhead,
right,
and look at the number of jackrabbits you see. How delicious do you think a jackrabbit is to a coyote or a peregrine falcon or a bald eagle or anything else?
And that's what I think of if, you know, people outcry, we need to try to rid the urban area of every coyote that is around. And then the flip side, they would be complaining about the damage rabbits are doing to mom's peas and the garden. So you can't have it both ways. And I think, again, people would appreciate coyotes more if they realized the number of rabbits and rats and mice. And like you said, there's a reason that they're in the urban areas because of the food source. And you could make the argument that they probably do more good than harm. Personally, as a hunter, a biologist, a dad, a citizen of the area, I am more afraid. If I would walk out my back door and see a stray dog I'd never seen before, I'd be more afraid of that than I would be a coyote.
Oh, yeah, the coyote, unless there was something really strange, it had some disease,
right,
or was desperate. Coyotes, you're never going to see it because it's going to run.
I mean, right.
As soon as you click that door handle to open your door, it's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it has some
weirdo if it's
disease,
got rabies or something like that.
Unless it's Cujo or something where it's got some brain worm or whatever.
Right.
You're never going to see it.
No, and that's the point, is that we have such a human nature fear of the unknown, and we're not used to seeing coyotes around. And when in terms of wild animal attacks, I'm more concerned about my kids crossing the street than I am about, oh no, is there a coyote lurking around the corner to the park?
I'm far more concerned about the idiot driving drunk through Fargo Moorhead.
Yeah.
Far more of those guys that are dangerous to me and my family than some coyote just looking to eat a rabbit out of my yard.
Yep, that's exactly.
The way. So last question, we'll move on. Is it unusual for a coyote or any other wild animal to go inside a building?
Yeah,
I mean, you'll hear about deer crashing through a plate glass window or a sliding glass door because they get scared and confused. But this sounds like you just went through an open door. Hey, what's going on here? And curled up in a corner somewhere.
And that does put up the red flags of the authorities saying, okay, this coyote doesn't need to be here. If it's wandering around, there's some green space between like West Acres and Best Buy and south of the movie theaters. I mean, if there's a coyote that at night and all of a sudden daybreak comes, it's going, whoa, what am I doing out here, and can't find a place to escape from it? That's one thing. But in the middle of the afternoon, that's definitely an animal that's exhibiting some concerning behavior. So right on, Mike, right there.
What if it was a moose?
Yeah.
Might have got shot 15 times by somebody or something. A bunch
pick
of people
the scab.
Well,
McFeely.
I'm not picking any scab. I'm not doing any of those things.
Wow, so what about the Bison going Division I? What do you think about that, Mike? Huh? Turn the tables.
Great idea. Wonderful idea. Gosh, I've been on board with that thing ever since the first day Joe Chapman came up with it. I thought that was a great idea, and there's no record of me thinking otherwise.
No. Nobody reminds you of it, thankfully.
No, not every Bison Rube in the world. need to take a
Moose.
Break, our first break on Mike McFeely Outdoors. We will return with Doug Lear. Bighorn sheep. Western North Dakota, unbelievably great, beautiful, wild animal. How are the numbers doing, and what does that mean in terms of the environment in Western North Dakota? More with Doug Lear next on KFGM.
It's a good thing. Rain makes corn.